at when we'd be like eating dinner and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Well, what you said there were three rooms. What three rooms did you
have? Well, now, of course, we had a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the...
Was this the kitchen?
Let's see now. We went in on this porch,
mm-hmm.
and we went into to this room right
here.
That was our front room.
You call that the front room?
Front room. Then this was our kitchen here,
mm-hmm.
and this was the back room, and this where we, you know, had all the... And my mother and dad had a bed in the front room, and then us kids all had one back here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I said later on, well, we built another big long sleeping mm-hmm. porch.
So you would call this the front room?
The kitchen. This is the mm-hmm. kitchen. This was the front room, and this was the bedroom.
And you call that the bedroom?
Mm-hmm. And this one the front
room. And you
room.
Said that your mother and daddy had a bed, though, in the front room.
In the front room, yeah.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. So then, though, later you slept out after you built that sleeping porch.
Well, in the summertime, we'd sleep out on
this
back
porch,
you know.
On the back porch thing.
Yeah.
And then
but
later,
later
built
on,
sleeping
well,
porch.
We built the sleeping porch. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, added on to the house, added
mm-hmm.
another room on,
mm-hmm.
A dining room
mm-hmm.
over here by the kitchen thing.
Is that where they lived when you were born?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you lived there until you got grown.
Until I was married.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then I moved to Shiloh.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a Shiloh ranch, you know, for a
Shiloh,
and,
like on TV.
And then, now when I moved to Shiloh, well, that was our mail service was carried by horseback.
Really?
And I've had the mail carrier when he'd get to my house. I've had him to. I've seen him inside of the house. And he'd take a maybe the horse would throw a shoe or something, and he'd turn around and go back, and to Leslie we wouldn't even have mail service that day
because
the horse had thrown this shoe, and he couldn't deliver packages. If you ordered anything, it might be a week before he got
mm-hmm.
it, you know, like in Christmas time. Used to we ordered a lot of things, you know. And but I lived there for, let's see, I moved there in 50, I believe it was, yes. Bought this farm one morning I got over there, and it was when I was hauling milk and on my milk route, and I got over there and there's two fellas owned it, and they had a racket, so one of them come out and wanted to know if I'd buy that place, and I asked him what he wanted for it, and he told me, and I said, yeah. And I said, now, just get in, we'll go and fix up the deed. And of course, I'd saved a little money, and I was going to have to borrow a little, and I got it, I bought the place, and my wife didn't know anything about it, you know. It just happened all so fast, and I went back and told her what I'd done. At that time, she was in school, of course, going to school, and I was still living with my dad and mother at that time. We lived with them for, about a year. Of course, I was the only one at home, about the only boy left at home then. But I bought this place, and so that's about her first year at college after we had married, and she come in, and of course we didn't have a whole lot of furniture, you know, it come slow, and so we bought her our furniture and what little we had, and we moved into this house, and it began to rain, and I tell you what, it just leaking everywhere.
The house you just
built. Oh, yes, and of course I...